Hello, hello. We want to talk to you about the Make It Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Barkley.
And I'm your host, Nicholas Bugs. And Chris, this is something I love to talk about. Let's get at it.
Yeah, the Make It Podcast. You know, it's a lot more than just a podcast about film and filmmakers. It's a podcast, Nick, about me and you as well. So we educate, we entertain, we inspire, and it is circled around film a little bit, but we really have a lot of fun.
We do, man. It's a great time. Is when we record, it's like the best part of my week. And I will tell you, the guests are amazing.
Guests are amazing. Segments are amazing. We segment out the whole show. We teach you things in a fun way. Audience polls, things we should know, trivia, all sorts of things to brighten your day and leave you a little happier than before you started listening.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like you always say, we bat 1,000, not only with our guests, but just with having a good time doing what we do because we care. We care a lot about our audience. We care a lot about our guests, and we care a lot about this industry that we're in, the creative industry.
That's right. It's already hard enough to make it as a creative. So give yourself a little advantage and listen to the Make It Podcast. You can find us on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And once you're there, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Yeah, man, for sure. And as we always say, come to the Make It Podcast where you can be better, be creative, be engaged.
And thank you for listening, guys.
It's time
for provocative and entertaining discussions.
For real talk and dope conversation.
I've been waiting for this all day.
The Talk My Credo Podcast.
Get ready for the Talk My Credo Podcast.
Now, here's your host. Dante Credo.
6 Cent, we actually had to, and then the Six Templates thing, that's just straight comedy. 60, he got to see where he playing 6 different people. And that it might have been corny, but he played 6 different people.
White Cheese is a classic, will forever be a classic.
Little Man.
I used to like
him. Yeah, I mean, he got the movies.
Six Man
was good.
Yeah.
Six Man.
And that's early 90s.
Was it
more
money,
more
problems, or just more money?
More money
was good. I like more money.
But he extra in that one, because more money was basically.
It was basically Damon. But you know what the Wayans would do. They were always.
Have them extras. Everybody going to be in there in some way, shape, or form.
Like, I'm going to get you, sucker. That's where we found out about who Chris Rock was, just that one scene about the rib. Let me get one rib. I sure is hungry. So it was then, which is why I esteem them as like the top.
Yeah, family.
Just not even family, just the top, because what they were able to do with the platform, God, they put on so many people. They put on so many people.
And most of them was dumb.
Not just yeah.
But like you said, because when we take out Saturday Night Live, mm-hmm. and then we talk about the historic information that Talk My Credo introduced to people by telling them, oh, you know, In Living Color is the one that started the Super Bowl. Wait a minute, huh? What?
Super Bowl halftime show.
People was like, wait a minute, for real? I was like, yeah. But a lot of people that I've talked to was like, we didn't know that till TMC pointed it out. And it might have been information that was out there, but somebody got to remind you, listen, it wasn't the Rock Nation. It wasn't these other folk, In Living Color.
I think we actually live in this type of generation right now where I would say the people that's 10 years younger than us, like if we're going to, let's say we claim in this 38 to 42 age range, people that's 10 years younger than us, they...
She out of range.
I don't know. I'm just saying. You get what I'm saying? The point I'm making is that ten years.
We barely holding on in the age range.
Yeah, I'm not even after age range.
We barely hanging in there.
I will bust out of
she
I
out the range.
I try to keep it chill. I'm 45. That's just what it is.
That's your Pam. She started it. She did it. That's your Pam.
I try to keep it chill, Pam. Come on, walk with me on this one.
That's your Pam.
Right, why you dragging me?
I ain't gonna hold you. You look 29 today. You know what I'm saying? You looking great.
Not today.
I'm saying in person, like in person. Don't teach her. She's fucking with us.
She messed up.
That's
sweet moment. Yeah, she did.
I'm sorry. He was fine. But
check
me out. The 28-year-old
Grab my
hand. Yes. Yes. The 28-year-old man and woman, I feel as though when I watch, like, say, basketball, and they start talking about Jordan, they be really like, I don't even know that. Like, how do you not know that, though? Like, not saying, if this is the sport you love, how do you don't... They didn't take you a walk through like the Jordan, the Kobe, the Shaq. Like, I'm just saying, if you're going to want to achieve a level of greatness, you get to learn from some greatness. Even with women, where they be like, nah, I don't know Lil' Kim. I don't chill. I know she look like the, is it Lilo or is it Stitch?
Both.
Like, you mix it together.
It's both.
I get it. It's like hard Stitch, not hardcore no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard Stitch.
I'm going to wait for Lil' Kim to bust that move, and I'm gonna wait for Mary to bust this move.
Oh yeah, you know she coming with the key.
But I'm just saying. But like when I hear a lot of the girls, and they don't, not saying they don't want to give Lil' Kim the flowers. They just like, I don't really. They'll hit you with the, I gotta do my due diligence to do some research. It's like, yo, hold on.
What you mean? Yeah, what you mean?
I didn't know Air Jordan because technically that's like in the 80s. I'm born 84. Right. You know what I'm saying? But my father was like, you know, 20 years old. Like, he always winning. You don't like that shit, right? I was a Barkley fan. I love Barkley was my type of guy. That was a dude. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now, my father like, nah, you need to check out Air Jordan. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like, I got a master class in like one-on-one, like for real, like 1v5 basketball. Jordan was it. Jordan was jocking the whole, jumping over everybody. The referee. Move out the fuck.
Wait, man, that's why they called him Air Jordan,
because
he just be hovering.
But this is the 80s, though. Like they still so in the business form, because I try to give a hell of respect to the WNBA and just be like, look, I want the women to get paid, too. It's a time thing. It's a business thing. You know what I'm saying? They want to make sure that the attendance is here. It's like, it just happened. The women getting paid. Like, it's about to go down. Thank you, social media, because with Juju and all these other women that's coming after her, they got a platform. Like, they're using social media in such a positive way. They're like, this is how you know the next. Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, they did that. You know what I'm saying? And they got white women involved the same way Larry Bird did. Black women involved the same way Magic did. And when Juju come out, hopefully that's the Jordan. And we're going to keep getting great ones. But in men's basketball in the 80s, they was getting paid either $1 million or $2 million. So you got somebody like, excuse me, right off the way, only making like $2 million a year. And had to wait till his last 2 years in Chicago to make real money, like $35 million a year. You know what I'm saying? Where they just like, we disgusted with him. But it's like, hold up, I just brought you like 6 rings, though. Yeah. Six of them, though. Like, you want to count them? Like, I didn't even know Chicago was like that. Chicago Papa was popping like that, Dante?
Everybody wants to pay KT $2 million a year to be KT, then, you know, hit me up.
You know, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad because KT is the only talented person in the panel who does not get to showcase her talent ever at all. Dante does not allow it. He just gets to say it, and I just be like, you got it. All right, Jim. Now, I know she's talented. You know what I'm saying? I've heard some things, but I still just would like for her.
Hit him with that E-dub.
Well, that's because, you know, I like to give people their flowers and understand the legacies that they have.
I just never seen the legacy.
You know, it's cool. It's cool. I will be that one that will, you know, you may not been able to have seen it, but I will make sure that you know about it.
Wait, so, can she just give me like a lullaby or something though one time? Like, what's going on?
I mean, she got up and did the Mary Jane. She might as well do the whole the Burger King crispy chicken and lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, we trying to get a contract.
Tortilla. I'm telling you right now.
Come on now, let's get
Mary
it.
Mary was singing that song right now. I definitely want to get up and get a tortilla. That's how she got that passion, yo. I don't know about her octave, but yeah, she got passion under that voice.
The
she
thing about Mary, she may not have the most skilled vocals,
right? Yeah,
the
passion, right.
But the passion she puts that's into it, she's gonna give you everything, and that's what, and you're gonna feel it.
Listen, Bobby Brown went to her school, and it worked out for him too. So I'm with that.
Well, speaking of Mary, y'all remember? Oh yeah, we're recording, by the way. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dante. Welcome to the Talk My Credo podcast special episode. Let's go. I'm your boy Dante here with my fam in the building. Nasunaru is here. KT is here. D the Gray is here. P Shaw was here. Yeah, we've been live for about 10 minutes. Sorry, guys. but with that said, I mean, let's go ahead and continue this because we was talking about Mary. And
yeah.
Mary
yeah.
Just went on interview when they asked her, is it finally time to laugh at that Burger King commercial that she did? And she said, it's not a laughing matter. It was very traumatizing. The people who was my handlers, they dropped the ball. They didn't do good business at the time. So it's just not funny. Thank you.
That's
well, this will go back to episode 183. I'm going to put a cutscene on 183. Where she allowed me to come on screen ashy.
And called you out.
And she did it again and called me out. I just put out a clip.
Look.
And now, here's your host.
Buzzing around here.
Ashy Credo.
Everywhere. Credo. I didn't. You're behind me.
Could offer you some body butter.
I turned around.
Didn't offer you no body butter.
You was getting. But y'all was getting the butter. You could have gave me a piece of the butter. You was getting every liver mush sandwiches.
Yeah.
And well, you could have. See, you see.
It's liver. It's ashy.
It's all
right. I mean, so why everybody's having a great time right now? Can we get me like a blanket or something? Because my feet are literally dangling and I cannot handle that. Because I cannot put my fucking feet down.
I'm
not going to be
I appreciate this live episode
my feet
because.
Like, what's up? I am a grown
there
woman.
There is women to
dangling.
Listen, Chris Rock, the great Chris Rock, he has said this in back in, it was like 99, bigger and blacker. Pause. I don't like the way it sounded, but I'm sorry. But anyway. He said that women are masters of the visual lie, the physical lie.
What do you mean?
You wear heels, you ain't that tall.
I don't have no heels. So I don't
I know. You look, no disrespect. I thought you was KT height when I see you in the window. When we do this virtually.
Because I'm a big girl.
No. I mean, at heart,
yes. My presence is like
heart.
A big
you're,
girl.
You're 4'11". You know what I'm saying?
So first of all, I'm 5 feet.
Okay.
Give me that extra inch. Yeah. Give me
don't
that
steal
extra
my inch.
You know what? No.
Respect on my inch.
You're 4'12". You're right. You're 4'12". You're correct.
Respect the inch.
4'12".
4'12".
And that's all right. The fact of the matter is, I don't want to be dangling.
I wouldn't even know you. I didn't even know you was dangling.
I get something.
You dangling? I don't.
I'm dangling. I just want to point out. See it, but I'm sure when. Pope go back and look at everything. I'm like, she is really dangling.
You're dangling, baby.
Well, I just
you make it worse by baby. You make it worse by swinging your feet. Though.
Exactly, you swinging your feet like
at the park.
I gotta move. That's what I'm trying to tell
you. At the
y'all.
Playground,
like,
I can put my feet playground.
Oh yeah, you know, T keeps swinging her damn feet.
But up next, we got KT on the mic. What you gonna say, motherfucker?
She gonna say, kick it D, bust it.
Swing it D.
I swing my feet at the playground.
You know
what?
Playground.
Oh, yeah.
Now we older going to college. We ain't never coming out no more now. Wait for Crisscross to come out here and jump. Wait 1 second.
Hey, listen, we ain't doing it but telling our age. That's
right.
Basically. Listen, 80s, true 80s babies.
Listen.
Let's go.
But it's all right.
Aisha was my. That was my.
Did y'all see
girl in the town? I was jealous. I'm sorry.
What awards it was.
I see.
Did y'all see when JD bought out like the whole family, all his everybody on his record label, and he started that beat? Crisscross? Did you see how he did it? He used like Michael Jackson's
intro.
It's Michael Jackson's beat, but it's just twisted up. It's a crisscross.
Oh,
song.
Okay.
Oh, I gotta find it. Now I gotta find it so you can look at it.
Was it like an award show or something?
It was.
So he had the Brat, from Jagged Edge.
All of them was out there.
Lil Bow Wow.
Okay.
All of them was out there, yeah.
Dag, yo. That's crazy.
It was lit.
So that means
was
nobody was mad. Like, nobody was there. Like, yo, JD actually owed me some money. I always feel like it's always one artist.
Owe you some money.
Oh, no,
No, that's cool. No, I get it. Y'all got it's love, but you know, hey, JD, you know, listen, man.
Man, that era and JD was
baby, I promise. No, baby, I promise. Let me get this money. Give me a second.
Like, Drew Hill's, was it In My Bed remix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's still a
you
banger.
You wanna
today.
Dance?
Yeah. Still a
banger. I'ma make you dance. Ah, yeah. That's crazy. You how you gonna make people dance about being in somebody else's bed? That's wild. You know what I'm saying? Just made adultery just cool. Got a feeling.
I can't turn it loose.
I think it's delusional.
That somebody else is getting next to you.
But well, with this flow, like, come on. Just
can't walk around like I was your
fool. I would feel so comfortable telling you I cheated on you.
Being who I am, I can't lose my
Get that note, Dante.
I did it twice on Tuesday.
Telling me about things going on. But deep in my heart, babe, I hope they're wrong.
Somebody you're not wrong. I'm definitely doing it.
Messing with my head.
Eating crack is what is happening.
Taking my place.
I need to be hearing eating crack.
Somebody sleeping in my bed.
Listen.
But man, all that the swing all the way back to the swing all the way back to Mary.
Yeah,
I thought that it wasn't. I really wanted to talk about it. I just thought it was really funny that seriously, this was we just thought it was jokes, and we still think it's funny. But she tried to act like it was like a real traumatic thing for her, and I was just like,
"Are you in a place where you can laugh about that Burger King commercial?"
No.
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, fresh dressing wrapped up in
I would never laugh at that because my honest to true fans did not think that shit was funny.
Yeah.
The whole way that shit went down was wrong. The whole way they shot it was wrong. It was set up to make exactly what happened in the press happen like that.
You really feel that way?
Yep. And so it's still not a laughing matter to me.
Yeah.
I was deeply, deeply affected. Now, I learned a lot from it.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'm like, no, it's not fucking funny. But laugh, you motherfuckers, if you want. Still, I don't care.
I hear that.
But the bottom line is my fans were confused. The real true fans, not the people that whatever.
Dip in and dip out.
Yes. But the people was like, what's going on? And I didn't really know what was going on.
Right.
But I had bad representation. Bad management, bad everything, and everybody dropped the ball, and I'm holding everything.
Yeah.
That was a learning curve, but it's still not funny. I was getting clobbered for no fucking reason. But it did show me something. 1 minute people are with you, and 1 minute they are not. It showed me just how fickle the game is, and it showed me exactly who my friends were. This is where I learned I go where I'm celebrated at, because they would treat me like I was a disease or something.
Yeah.
So I said, I know how to do this. Thank you, Lord, for the lesson. Thank you for getting me through it. Now I know how people get down.
No
more drama era of our life. Like,
exactly.
I thought it was so dope. It made me actually really just go back. Let's go to the fast food place.
I'm like, it's. Yeah. You should know us. The way we accept you and welcome you and wrap our arms around you is by roasting you. And you did something, right. And we're going to roast you about it. All right.
And we still go to Burger King and McDonald's to go get that. You know.
And you acting like,
go ahead and get that
like,
girl
okay.
Dinner.
Like, yeah, just like KT said, we thought it was no more drama.
Right.
But, okay, why are you being so dramatic?
Well, you know, Monday, a friend of mine, Tuesday, played the game. You must know what she did.
It must have been a Tuesday.
That's right. Must have been a Tuesday. Play the game.
Must have been a Tuesday.
Things weren't the same.
Come on, now.
That'll turn this thing.
It's about to be an R&B session, man.
I wanted to kiss you on Saturday.
But then
Sunday
I lost my drugs.
Love. Now what are we gonna do?
We're going to move to
sorry. I apologize. Mary, we love you.
We do love you, Mary, but cut it out. Cut it out. We absolutely love you. You are a queen.
Yes.
A queen.
Top 10 in my
queen.
List. I have a top 10 yes. R&B singers. You were definitely yes. 6 or 7, something like that. 6 or 7. You
like,
know what I mean?
Queen, absolute yes. Queen, but cut it out. Cut it out.
She is 6'7".
She's a queen.
But yeah, just the dramatics. It's cool. That was 20-something years ago. It's cool. Just chill.
Well, she gets sad when they bring up old boy from Jodeci. What's his name? Which one was it?
KC and JoJo?
Yeah. Which one was she with?
Well, I don't know.
The one that was abusing
Casey.
That makes me afraid. That makes me afraid.
Casey.
The skinny one? The little one?
That video with him on that nigga's shoulder.
Oh, no, KC was the dark-skinned dude. Well, they both were dark-skinned, but he was like, he was a little taller. He wasn't the skinny one that was, like, just out there with the shirt off. Just
yeah, that's the gasket.
KC, no, JoJo.
JoJo was a little rounder, I guess. Oh, JoJo was the, KC was the big one that was just like,
I don't know what.
Bird chest out. Bird wide high.
That's KC.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's KC.
Okay, that's wild.
But why did you say it made you scared? What? Get back to the scare. What was
that? Well, it just made me afraid because if talking about a Burger King commercial you did 20 years ago.
It's dramatic.
That is, you made it that dramatic with your reaction. I'll plug the clip in post, but you were so dramatic how you were so affected by doing a Burger King commercial. When we actually really ask her about really crazy things that we know about, kind of rehash, take us down memory lane, I would be scared to do that if I were interviewing her. I wouldn't ask her about that at all.
Why?
Because if I ask you just to kind of get you to lighten up the Burger King commercial, and that's the answer you give me,
you already know.
Nah, I ain't going into the real stuff.
You going down the deep end. Yeah.
I'm not going to go into the real stuff.
I would love to ask her. Long as you have to go.
You have a busy schedule.
Then
you're going to get the same. If you do that, though, D, you're going to get the same reaction that you got from R. Kelly. Y'all trying to kill me. that's what she gonna do, ain't it?
No.
I don't know, and that's why I'm afraid.
I wouldn't do it.
Man, I am scared.
I ain't gonna hold you. We know who was wrong and all that, but I felt bad for Kelly right there that 1 second. Just like he all trapped in a little penthouse. You know, he felt like the cops were gonna come right there.
He said
trying to kill me.
Yes.
He really thought it was
like, shouldn't have kept your girls in no closet. Yep. Like, come on, what? That's your fault.
But if she's 19 and say yes, it's consensual. I'll just be a funny. I know nothing.
Listen.
I know nothing, Savage.
Nah, he knew right then the walls were closing in.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
I'm saying, get over here smiling. We got you.
We got you. I gotta do whatever I need to do.
Yeah.
I don't know how to hold down people. I don't know how to hold down people.
Yeah.
I don't hold down nobody.
Nah. You see, I met her when she was 17, but I didn't do anything when she was 21. Nah. Another thing.
Lord have mercy.
So, So, in this tangent, since we're speaking of R. Kelly and music from behind the wall, Drake is releasing music. The release date is May 15th. He's releasing Iceman. So the internet has been interneting, and they said, well, Kendrick is going to drop Fireman on the same day.
Please hurry.
But somebody took it further and said that Diddy is going to drop Oil Man on the 15th.
Right. I know that's right.
That Diddy dropping Oil Man on the 15th. Right.
Now, his album should be just called Slip Ray, like S-L-I-P-P-R-A-Y, Slip Ray.
He said Oil Man. Mine now, Oil Man, that's booty juice.
Oily yeah. Man. So just
no.
Oil Man.
But yo, let me
he said truffle water.
I could be dry snitching while I'm saying what I'm saying right now. But no. That G stuff that they was talking about, so they sell this heavy in New York. And I don't understand why anybody, I don't judge people when it comes to drugs, but like this stuff right here, I'm talking about like, you're like that. You drink that, like they take shots of that.
Oh.
Like you and dad.
That's that go to sleep. Ain't nobody taking it.
Yeah,
I don't want no go to sleep.
You know what I'm saying? So like when my man said his stuff was like hurting and all that stuff, you know, in the documentary. I was just like, I'm not even going to get into that. We all saw that. We ain't got to get into that.
We saw it.
You saw it. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
He unfortunately, he felt it. But I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. He's crazy.
I wouldn't.
So I'm just thinking of other artists. If Drake is coming out with Iceman, they want Kendrick to drop Fireman. If Diddy is Oil Man.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Who will R. Kelly be?
Young Man. Young baby? The young man. Oh, the baby is good. I like that. Young man, the baby. You know what I'm saying? Little baby, of course.
No, yellow wait. Man.
Young diaper.
He could be the predator.
Oh. Definitely the predator.
The predator.
Iceman, fireman, old man.
The sparkle.
And predator.
That's why I said young man. I mean, can't.
Young
I don't
MC.
Know.
in the continuance of
the man.
Blank man, fireman,
yeah.
Iceman, oil man,
Cosby man,
creepy man,
yellow man,
Nightcrawler,
golden shower man.
You want X Men? I'm going Nightcrawler.
Pee Man.
I was
Pee Man.
Hey, you right?
Nightcrawler. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nightcrawler.
Yeah. Iceman, Pyro. You know. Nightcrawler. Yeah, there you go.
Oh man, no, that's funny.
Because I mean, yo, listen, that takes a pimp eye to be just like, now, Honey Marie, y'all bring that to me. Like, what?
Not a fan of him, but so, you know, them parents was pimping their own daughters out.
And listen, man,
which is true.
Fine, true. But
hey, go get that money from them, because one of the girls defended that and called her parents out on it and said, Mom, Dad, y'all broke me here at 14.
Absolutely.
No, I get that.
And told me, don't come home.
And this is why Chappelle said, this is the best 36-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you clarify.
You have to clarify. Mm-hmm.
I would just say,
chip.
I would say that girl's 24 for the rest of my life. I'm like, this 24-year-old woman came to me and said she wanted to get on. That's all.
Nothing else will make my life complete if I turn your face to a toilet seat.
Ooh, I'm gonna sit on it. Players wanna play, lovers wanna love. I don't even want none of the above. I'm gonna pee on you. Yes, I do. I pee on you. Pee on you.
Said your body, your body. It's like a porta potty.
Let's go, Dave Chappelle.
In a PR kit.
Dave Chappelle is coming back, baby. Dave Chappelle is coming back.
Coming back.
There has never been a comedian that I like. When it comes to his comedy specials, whatever y'all like him or don't like him, well, I love him. But I'm just saying, we all know what that is. But this man been talking about Chappelle's show for 20 years, and I'd be like, yeah, that's all you should talk about. I'm with that.
True.
Like, I don't care if you make a Chappelle show movie. I'm there for it.
Yep.
Chappelle show miniseries. I'm there for it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a three-year extension, and Eddie Murphy. I'm only going by what I've been heard, in the speech. If Eddie gets to play the brother, the great Charlie Murphy, just because. I mean, yo, like, listen, this is going to be the greatest show we've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Long time. And I think I probably not misheard you, D, but I think everybody was just talking about that at once. I think it was in the group chat. Like, yo, I was in college at the time. It was, yo, no. Everybody stop what they're doing. Put the TV on.
Chappelle's show was on.
Right,
yes.
I
don't care what's going on right now. We'll talk about that after this.
I need this. I'm talking about we might even go to each other's rooms
that's
in college.
What I'm saying.
Just
I'm
to watch it. He was like, yo. All right, cool.
Yep. That's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly what was happening.
Wasn't no recording it. We had to watch it.
We're watching it right now. Hurry up,
Remember when he did drop the DVDs?
Buying the whole seasons at Walmart. Yeah. Hey, which one you got? You got
what?
Two?
I got one. Chappelle one and season two. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I got them all.
Got them all, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
As much as I love Dave Chappelle, please let me say this. There is one movie that I cannot stand to even think is coming on because, like, I will lose it. And that's because it was watched so many times in my house. I cannot stand Half Baked. I hate that movie.
Love to hate it.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I cannot even if I even hear it coming on, like Mrs. I'm out of there. I'm out of there. I could be in my own home. If somebody comes, I'm leaving.
Because you know it word for word.
From the rooty to the tootie.
You don't even put it on the volume on.
No. You just looking at it. I can do the whole thing.
You just had to be alive for a Chappelle show. Because like I said, at that point, you had to, because if you missed it, you wouldn't get anything that people would talk about the very next day.
No, the same day we talking about it.
Yeah. And like I said, we were in college.
Yeah.
So people was piling in my dorm. we watching Chappelle Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
We watching Chappelle Show. Yeah. And then the next day, we talk about Chappelle Show.
Talking about it, trying to perform it.
Trying to perform it.
Yeah, man. That's the greatest show.
So, yeah.
The Real Mad World in Hoboken, New Jersey. You on the stale egg.
Yes.
We in here laughing like, yo, we know it's Washington Avenue. This is crazy. Hey, yo, they wild. The Real Mad World. And again, rest in peace to the GOAT, Charlie Murphy.
It's like, listen.
This is a dude from the Navy, by the way. You know what I'm saying? This is a military guy. Like, he just, hey, y'all know I play the streets real good. You know what I'm saying? Eyes be up. Where's bro? The killer man.
Listen.
You're like, yo, chill.
Everything he talked about.
I don't know, like, as much as I, you know.
Charlie Murphy.
As much as I love Eddie Murphy, I'm not quite sure how he would try to fit. Because I think they were talking like, okay, you got to do Charlie's parts. Like, you got to be Charlie.
But he has a Charlie impression.
Yes.
So what he's, in my opinion, he's going to just, you know, just.
Murphy going to eat. What?
He's going to do. Yo, Dad, y'all seen.
I'm going to love it. I don't have anything against it.
Y'all seen him do Tracy Morgan?
Yes. I saw what he did, Tracy
Morgan. So Eddie Murphy is, this is my biggest influence. That's my guy. I love Eddie Murphy.
I know, we can tell.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it. We can tell.
He said you're looking a little raw.
I was watching Boomerang just the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is Nasu Nuru right there. That's that nigga right there.
That got hammer time on her feet, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hammer time. I don't do no hammer time. I don't do that. I do ice. I don't do that. I don't do no hammer time. Both of them very theater. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, yes.
Even when they improv, it just comes off Juilliard, but not snooty, just ready.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's why, like with Martin, I look at him way more improv. Like that, mm-hmm. He could just walk up in here and just do whatever he want to do.
Do a whole scene.
Yeah.
Off
like,
the top.
Hey, yo,
yeah.
Who's that? Yo, that dude fat.
He said, Martin, now they about to have a power couple because their kids just had a baby.
True.
No way.
That's
true. Martin's daughter and Eddie's son just had a baby.
Yep.
Well, you talking about power team for life?
My goodness.
I want to go over there for the Christmas.
That's hard.
I know they wilding out.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Super life is wild.
Yes.
That's a what?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. And that is a classic.
That's also an arranged marriage. That's crazy.
It is arranged.
They got
it. I ain't gonna hold you. That is Game of Thrones.
Y'all get out of here.
That's a
y'all
Game of Thrones.
I'm not gonna let
right
y'all
there.
Say that. Because y'all can't tell me. Y'all can't tell me how Eddie and if it was Will and Martin, but you can't tell me what Eddie and Martin have done box office.
I mean, well, I
Eddie and Martin outside of life.
And they supposed to make another one. They talking about that one. They talking about that one. So it might have been a spoof. It might have been a spam. But when the baby came, they said now they've been talking about another life.
I said,
I've been waiting on it because after the baseball game, what they do?
Yeah.
That can't never top that.
After the baseball game, what they do?
I'll leave sinners alone. I mean, not sinners.
Yeah, that too.
In the same vein.
That's what it is.
Of sinners. I'll leave life alone.
Yeah. I would too.
I will leave life alone. That
I love Eddie Murphy, but they should
look. It's working in your brain, ain't it, Nas?
Yeah.
I didn't think that
you like. After the baseball game.
That coming to America too.
That was a COVID movie. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the house. Let's go make this money real quick.
Yeah, that was mid.
Everybody was in the house. That was super mid.
I wouldn't even call that mid. What's below mid?
What you call it? Girl dinner.
Rare. Raw. Wasted Spice was garbage.
Yeah.
So mid rare.
But you know, like Nas said, this was the COVID.
Yeah.
This was a COVID area.
COVID, movie,
COVID budget.
Let's call her Rick Ross.
Money.
Let's use Rick Ross' house, and then we're gonna shoot this movie in Rick Ross' house. That's all they did.
Do that.
But yeah, that's what it would be if they try to make a life.
Too. I agree.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that.
I agree.
It's just too classic.
I'm with you on that.
I agree.
I think it wasn't about them being a duo. I think it was more of the
don't be scared.
The crossing
don't be scared.
Of the bridge, the passing of the torch.
Don't be scared.
We had in the '60s, we had Red Fox being that guy, kind of like just entering. Yes. And what was the woman in her mom? Damn, not Della Reese, but Mama. I forgot her name because she was a great comedian as well in that time. Like she, they, her.
Talking about Della Reese. It's not Della Reese.
The woman. I think the woman that played. Red Fox counterpart and
Esther,
her.
What's her real name?
That's what I'm saying. She was
it.
What's
her name?
Who is? Oh no, that's what's called.
But what I'm saying is, Red Fox was the '60s. Richard Pryor was the '70s. Eddie was the 80s. Mm-hmm. Martin Lawrence was the 90s, you know what I'm saying? Then like Chris Rock, kind of like in the 2000s, and then 2010s, Kevin Hart, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, to me, I look at it as the passing of the torch, you know what I'm saying?
By the way.
We see that Life movie.
LaWanda Page. LaWanda Page.
She was a big deal. Yes. Big deal in the city.
Yes, she was hilarious. Big deal. Yes.
So by the way, if y'all looking for something funny, I love to laugh. It's my favorite thing. So if y'all looking for something funny to watch, Kevin Hart has this series on
Netflix. Yeah, oh, six episodes.
Funny,
yeah.
Funny AF. It is really, really good.
What, is it good?
What is
y'all
it about?
Need to check that out.
Is this like a master class or something?
So it's like a competition almost.
It's a competition.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
So it's not featuring Kevin Hart.
If you told me he was on stage, I'd have been like, nah, I'm not going to watch this.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I thought if he was like in it to be funny and stuff, I wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. Yeah, Kevin hasn't been funny in 10 years.
I wasn't going to watch it. I'm sorry.
No.
He is funny.
He's funny.
Check this out.
In that tub movie thing.
Basically, they started like in New York. They go to New York. The premise is they go to New York. They had 14 different comedians come up and give a 5-minute set each.
Right.
And then him and whatever his comedian in that place is going to be, like him and Kel from Kel and...
Yeah, Keenan and Kel.
Yeah, Keenan and Kel, yeah.
No. What's the Key and Peele?
Okay.
Oh
yeah, dumb.
You know what that is? Like,
yeah.
The ones that hang out with Wayne Brady. I got you.
Well, continue. Whatever. But like, they did New York, and they had like 14 people. I don't know which one they did, but anyway, it's a competition, 5 minutes each, and then he picks five. And like, it's gonna be like at the end of the show, it's gonna be like they're gonna have the interactive live vote. And
I ain't gonna hold you that the Key dude, Michael Key, he's a really good comedic actor though.
Funny.
Like light skin one.
He's good.
Now the other one was a great writer because he did the Get Out.
See, that's my problem, and that's what I was about to say, and then I thought about Get Out was great.
Dan was
Jordan
bad.
Peele is a great was
creative
kind man. Of. He hit a wall maybe because I don't want to say he's a great writer because the last couple of things he put out have been
probably was getting a white man and probably messed up. Yeah,
it's been.
He was asking somebody else for advice.
It hasn't been good. It hasn't been good showings from Jordan Peele. Especially since he's trying to do the horror movie type thing. Dating and I
Remick,
get it.
You know what I'm saying? That messes like your heart up. You know what I'm saying? You dating Remick, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to...
No, but Key is he's funny. He's funny. Yes. He's really, really funny.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Your creative juices is just like
he's really funny.
I'll make something for black people, but I really want to mess with Steven.
It's the same people, but it's like, on Facebook. Where they're like talking about, and I called my wife a B. They kept looking around, but they keep jumping to these different places. Who is that?
I don't know Kurt Franklin talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Kurt Franklin.
But I don't know who.
Yo,
what I don't
is
know
Kurt
his
Franklin
name.
Doing out here? He gotta stop, man. It's
like, nah. I don't know his name.
Wait, he's calling his wife a B like to like people?
No,
like,
it's like a little skit. It's a little skit because he was like, and I just told my wife such, and I. They keep looking around, like acting like they the man of the house.
Yeah,
but they're like they're getting further and further away from her, so she can't hear them say what they say. But they telling each other these stories, like, "Oh, nah, you should have heard me the other day, man." So and they ended up in like outer space because
that's a real thing. Yo, brokest men in the room do be like super loud. That'd be crazy. Yo, like they really be trying to build themselves up all crazy till the wife get home. But like, oh, nah, yo, get out. Hey.
Happy wife, man.
What's that about?
Y'all know that's real.
I was wondering where he was going with that at first. I was like, what the hell?
Associates where they live with their woman, but they're like very like they talk real frantic and aggressive to me, I guess, because like we're men, like caveman stuff, but they're like super, and I say this respectfully, just super submissive to their woman. Just be like, yo.
But I wouldn't want my man to be no submissive. Man.
I'm going with the word submissive.
He probably just handles it with care. That's some wife. You don't have a wife.
When I'm on the phone with Dante Paul, let me say it like that. Like he interact with his wife, it just be like normal husband wife stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like she's putting something in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? Remember that time?
For context, let me go Gwee because I think this is my camera. This is my camera right here. You know what I'm saying? You can walk by, put some in my mouth. All I'm saying is
what I'm saying.
Okay, for more context.
That's right.
off camera while we was getting everything set up.
That's right.
The conversation that these two.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute.
That these two were having. Ooh. I was like, hey, yo.
That's what I'm just going to have to tip out.
I mean, they talking about arches terrible. And all the bounce back and all. I'm like,
and
yo.
As a friend, I can't see nothing. I'm just like, I just hear
this. Yeah, all right. Sure. But the context that Nas is talking about, we was on the phone and, you know, workshopping and stuff like that. And wifey, you know, she always trying something different. Mm-hmm. And the way she tries something different is by making me try it.
I think you should have said what it was first, but then said the trying part. But continue.
Okay, it was some pickled popcorn or something like that. Some different flavored popcorn.
Yes, sir.
And so while we on the phone talking, she was like, here, babe, try this. And you know.
So what got put in your mouth?
Popcorn.
Oh, okay.
See, that's what the people want to know.
What got put in your mouth?
You're right.
Was just trying
the
to make sure,
popcorn.
Like, no, that wasn't it.
Followed by a titty. You know what I mean?
Let's be honest. Let's keep it
real. They married and grown.
Let's keep it
followed by a titty. All right. Okay. Dang. Y'all all in my business.
Yeah, you know me. I'm down with PPT.
KT is
no. Yeah, I mean areolas. You know what I mean? What
areolas?
All right.
My gummies.
No, okay, but
that's why I'm a little quiet. Sorry, guys. Remember
when you told me if I take this whole thing, I'm gonna be like,
she took the whole thing.
I did.
Is the world in slow motion for you right now?
And that's exactly how she looks.
A little bit in slow motion.
DD looking at her, and I'm like.
I know I love to laugh.
I can't say it.
That's crazy.
But to Nas's point, as far as, and I agree, because there's a lot of people who like to put on fronts like, I wear the pants, but then you don't. Now, your relationship is your relationship.
That's right.
My relationship is, I'm married to an assassin.
That's right.
So she wears... Whatever she wants to wear in our relationship.
But you see how this why is my man. He has no problem with saying this out loud.
Yes. Smart man.
It doesn't sound submissive.
This is like happy.
This sounds like someone that's observing. Know what I mean? Exactly. Like, yo, like, look, lately I just see her wearing whatever she wants.
Hold on. I'm just listen, men. If you ever got to get to the point of coming in the house and got to tell your wife, hey, I'm the man of the house. You are not the man of the house.
You know what I'm saying?
So what my family is basically saying is they got a mutual understanding and love for each other. Because in a relationship, if you're not afraid of that person to a certain extent, that means you'll move outside of those boundaries to test them.
Exactly.
So if I'm afraid to lose my wife or scared in some type of way, not scared in the sense of protection, but I fear losing her, so I'm not going to do this. But she should feel the same mutual fear. So if you out of pocket, yes. So if he moving in a way that's going to disturb this assassin, he got to get ready for John Wick.
I got to get ready for John Wick because this woman is a licensed drug dealer.
Yeah.
She knows how to put some stuff together.
You hungry,
that
baby?
Is odorless.
Oh,
you
yeah,
can't
put
smell
in your mouth.
You want to eat? Taste
show
it.
Up in
exactly.
A regular
try this.
She put something in your mouth.
She may actually put a little bit something on the dinner and be like, "Here, baby."
I owed her money last night. I made sure she got it the next day because I don't want no trouble.
I'm thinking it's sexy time, and then all of a sudden I can't feel anything below my neck.
Yep.
And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like Misery, the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. At the ankles.
Come here,
Nas. Watch yourself. You little two remixes. Calm it down right now. I'll fight for mom. Don't do that.
Did you pop it on there?
Not the sound effect.
Pop it on now.
She done went to K-pop demon hunters.
K-pop demon hunters.
Come on now.
Oh,
hey, Soulja Boys, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Man. That is funny.
We hear you, Nas.
I still don't like them. I still.
K-pop. Yeah.
There you go. K-pop. Hey, look at that, my dude.
Cut it out.
Them gummies hitting the whole world.
Right.
She coming to right now. She coming back.
Nah, she see the whole world in slow motion. Mm-hmm. We're not really here. This is only a dream.
It's like, I actually want to pop it out, but you know.
Nah, just see.
Swizzy.
Oh. So,
bring him out. Get it. Let's go. Hurry up.
It's hard to yell with the.
Literally, it's hard to hear with the KT in your mouth.
Now.
It fits. That's a good topic. Yeah.
Talk My Credo Podcast, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. 200, baby.
Episode 200, y'all.
Let's go.
Episode 200.
Cutting up. Y'all cutting up.
Don't say y'all. You included.
Oh, we cutting up. We cutting up.
Don't say it's no y'all up. To it. You are included.
I'm just trying to be on the low with you.
So wait. Now, what's going on with this with the afro that I saw with Tracee Ellis Ross? Why are they calling this a Bob Cloud? Why not even a Bob Ross? At least Bob Ross is like the only white dude that pulled off this. First of all, I thought he was a light-skinned dude. I don't even think he was white.
To be honest, I
never knew that.
I thought he was mixed with something because that afro was sitting too perfect.
Too perfect.
That, might have been
afro,
a wig.
That afro was looking too good.
Might have been a wig.
You know, that's true. I mean, if Steve Harvey had a toupee
for 20 years.
Navy buzz cut for like, you know what I'm saying, 40 years, you know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Yeah. He was at, you saw, this King's, remember King's Common?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Let me tell you.
I shot my shirt off.
My favorite thing that I've ever heard Steve Harvey do was Sister Odell.
Yes. It's a very short list of things that I remember Steve Harvey for, but yes, Sister Odell was a good one. That was a good one. And after that bit, what else is there?
Nothing.
Come on, y'all. He got some stuff.
That's Sherman Hemsley.
I mean, that was that dude.
Yeah, that's Sherman Hemsley.
Amen.
Amen was that shit. See, that's what, for me, Sherman Hemsley for me was Amen. Then my father had to bring me, hey, hold on, you never saw Jefferson? Well, I'm like eight, Dad, which y'all wouldn't know this. And then you watch, like, oh, this is great. Like, this is everything, you know what I'm saying? But Amen was it for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my introduction.
Amen was underrated for sure.
Yeah, Amen was great. It was good. Man, black TV in the late 80s, early 90s was spectacular. It kept like young kids in the house. We over here just like prepping for our homework, you know, just trying to get to the next level. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like that was the focus. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like the young kids, again, how would they want to know about the greats of at least 10 years before them when they out here on these streets already? Like they gotta be this. The babies having babies now. Grandmothers.
I think that was intentional. I think the messaging that we got in the 80s and early 90s and what is presented now. I think that was intentional because
it is.
Cosby's Family Matters, Amen.
But we actually sat down and watched those as families too.
Yeah. That's my mama.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's my mama.
227.
In the house.
What? Yeah. Oh my God. Even Benson.
Yes.
Yes.
Benson. Yes.
What?
Every last one of them were professionals in some way.
I will only tell like my mother's friends that I watched Benson. I wouldn't tell like people my age that though. I probably wouldn't be my friends anymore. Benson. Now Benson was like a little too, you know. That was next level though.
Oh well. I'm for me,
there
with you.
No, I mean you know you stuck up, you snooty. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, you know.
But Benson was, but yeah, after
y'all
that.
Y'all ain't gonna defend me?
No. She didn't look away.
She did look away.
In the big leagues, it's our turn at bat. As long as I got sweet King Jesus.
He tried to change the subject.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Talking about I'm a tumba.
I'm a tumba.
Oh, man.
But yes, but off of that tangent, Vogue magazine came out with their new style of wear that they wanted to bring to their audience, and they basically colonized the Afro. Y'all know what the Afro is, right? You know, it's something that we've been wearing since the 60s, you know? And they decided that the Afro is a new thing, and it is called the Cloud Bob.
These Afros are everybody.
Bum, 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 bum.
The Cloud Bob.
These Afros are everybody.
Yeah, I mean, which is cool if it, you know, we're not saying that it isn't. You can't wear
it's not. But continue.
You know, just that's that whole fake
inclusive
thing.
You want to go on red conditioner.
But
acting like you some nigga.
The problem is, they only expect black people to be inclusive and to show empathy and loving, caring, welcome, da 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 da. You invited to the cookout, and then they come in and then they do things like this. Like, it's the Afro, bro. It's the Afro.
Nothing else.
This mediocre Walmart aisle walking woman decided to get on a magazine and said, no, we're going to call the clap. This is new, guys. This is new for you guys. I know you're going to be excited about this one. And just what I'm going to tell you how to maintain it. This is new, guys. Are you ready? This is the cloud, Bob.
Look, and it was, and Tom Smith was the stylist. On that, he was a stylist, and he said as soon as he heard about it, we didn't approve this picture, and he told his production team, "Yo, take it off." You know, Tracee Ellis Ross said, "You know, I didn't know anything about that other than taking a picture, but to actually put somebody on Front Street right there to put their face and let them be the face for that Vogue magazine for that purpose of the cloud, Bob. Nah, ain't nobody endorsing that crap. We didn't approve this. Where you get that from?" So. You know, I appreciate Tom Smith, right. for taking it off, right. because it's just crazy that they would think that you would be okay with that. It's just an Afro. You ain't got to add nothing else to it. Afro.
Let's just, and I want to just think okay Tracee Ellis Ross is just being in that picture and just having that Afro and being her. Yeah.
She's
gorgeous in that picture.
Yes. Yes, she is.
It's like she is
gorgeous. But that is not a cloud, Bob. She is.
Yes. Right. Yeah, but that is not a cloud.
It's not a cloud, Bob.
Bob. Y'all remember a couple of years ago
now
at the height of.
She actually has a cloud, Bob. It's not on top of that.
Oh, shut up. Y'all remember.
Oh, I hate him. Right. You do not even know what her cloud, Bob, is.
I know what it is. I haven't seen it, but I know what it is.
Shut up. Listen, y'all remember.
If she wears a weave, did she have a bob and weave?
Oh my god!
You know, I used to write music.
See, but that's too nuanced for them to get that joke. That's too nuanced for them.
I'm happy
that
y'all get it.
Only we can get that. Yeah. Only we can get that.
I'm happy y'all laughing.
But it's the same thing as a couple years ago where they named the fade the Travis Kelce. Y'all remember that?
Right. Yes. We talked about that.
Y'all remember
that?
Cut.
Yes.
Because he had the one. He had the one, right?
He had a fade, a simple fade, and they called it the Travis. And they called it the Travis Kelce.
Yep. It was number one, two, or three. Yeah. As soon as you walk in the barbershop, and let me get the number one right there. You don't even have that no more.
When you got your beard cut off. Is that like the one for like beers? Like what's that? Like
no,
like
it's the done.
Give me the okay.
It ain't the one. It's the done. It's the done. it's called X's. I ain't gonna call them bitter. I'm not gonna call them that. But I will say they stress me out.
I thought you got this new longshoreman job when I saw this. I was like, yo,
that's what I was about to say.
I got recruited. You know, they want me to go to the army.
Oh,
of the Lord.
Okay.
I got drafted.
Okay.
Being drafted.
Right. What? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hey. Bless him.
Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. All these songs is crazy.
It's the music episode.
They let you know what we think about all the time. And music is always on our mind. I think everybody here is musically inclined in some type of way. I think Nas done boosted this one up because as soon as he start pumping $216 a gallon, as soon as he start pumping this gas up, it was over with.
It was a wrap.
He wanted to hear a sing, and you got it.
It was a wrap.
I'm not singing. I'm just playing around.
But that's the point.
We right.
You're playing,
and that is the point.
It's the vote.
Go on
right
and sing something.
Right.
Then.
Who's next?
Which one is my camera? That's the point. You hear these vocals, and I'm just playing around. This ain't even my final form. That's all.
Exactly.
She's letting us know.
This ain't even my final form.
She's just a Super Saiyan right now.
Yep.
her mom's like, what they say?
Yeah, I'm just throwing love taps right now. I'm just checking you out.
Wait till she go God mode.
Until, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, okay.
So you're not going to sing on a cypher that we're going to put together, KT? You gonna give her the bars?
Well, I wanna give a bar, maybe weave in some melody.
Okay. Go ahead.
Tell them about the bar you told me about.
Tell them about that bar. Oh, like the chill on Lauryn Hill thing.
Everybody calm down. Go ahead.
No, you can't expose it now. You gotta wait.
Yeah.
The Talk My Credo cipher is coming soon. And yes, we just hang out, chill, and wait for that. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I promise you.
Hilarious.
I promise you. Yes. Great. Greatly hilarious. All that good things. All that good stuff. And
is in Zion.
Yes.
You talking about good things. What about the indictment with them KKK folks?
Man.
did that really happen though?
You know what?
Or was it just them talking about it?
Well, I really did my homework on this.
Let's have it.
And basically, it's a bunch of BS.
See, I knew it.
Bunch of BS. And I tell you why. Because very recently, the group that's been indicted, I don't want to get their name incorrect. So let me scroll past Trump posting himself as Jesus and all this other stuff that he said. Oh, I thought I was a doctor. Okay.
Jesus fix it.
So the SPLC is a longstanding civil rights organization.
That's correct.
Where they investigate and they expose, they infiltrate
yes.
white supremacist groups,
supposedly
breaks them down, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So they're supposed to be protecting people.
That's
what they built for, right?
That's what they've been built for. Yes. Mm-hmm. So what has come about is they have just been indicted for instead of investigating and exposing and doing the things they said that they're doing,
they were doing opposite.
They're actually doing the opposite, and they are funding these groups and funding all these white supremacist groups. And so I saw that original indictment. I saw them stand up there, and I saw them say what they were saying, and I was like, "Huh? Now this doesn't make sense, knowing what I know about who they are and what they've done.
That's right.
That doesn't make sense." So I'm going to wait for somebody else to do the homework for me. Mm. And I did. So I waited 24 hours, 48 hours, 36 hours later. There was a bunch of people that's like, hey, I paid the money to read this indictment. And reading this indictment, it is absolute trash. It's absolute trash. This is a witch hunt from the Trump administration because recently this group started investigating Turning Point USA.
Oh.
Yeah. So they started investigating them. And when they started investigating them, now all of a sudden they're being indicted for you're lying to the people, you're stealing their money, and you're using this money to actually fund these things, these organizations, instead of working to bring them down, as you say. And it's unprecedented because this is the first time that the Trump administration has gone after a nonprofit organization. But they brought up like two or three other examples of them doing this exact same thing to their enemies and people who were posed to be problematic to them. So I'm just going to read a little bit of what they are saying.
I told you what I'm going to do. I told you what I said. Praise be to you. You got the line. You got the line. I only want the best profits. No nonprofits. The best profits.
The best.
Best profits. The best profits.
So the Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted. What the indictment is, fraudulent fundraising. The Department of Justice alleges that the SPLC obtained donations through materially false representations about how funds were used. So basically, you're lying.
Yeah.
You're saying you're going to use, you raising money, and then you're using it for something else. You're lying.
They did a Black Lives Matter.
Basically. That's what they're alleging that they're doing. They're saying what in the years of 2014 through 2023, they've given out about $3 million to people who are in these groups. And they're saying that, oh, you're paying these people to further their agendas instead of working to bring them down.
Shadow boss. That's crazy.
Basically. Basically like some shadow boss. Again, Game of Thrones. Is it the proof
that this company is now ran by Rachel Dozier? Rachel, how you get back in here? How you get back
in here? You again? You did it again?
You.
This is the fourth time. How did you do
Why is your hair so crinkly? It's
yeah,
beautiful,
just,
though.
That's an amazing cloud bob you have there.
No, not that. Not that, please.
What kind of bullshit is this?
Wrap that up. Wrap that, that IKEA thing up. You talking about your hair, baby.
That cloud bob is eating. I hear the saxophone.
It's eating asparagus. It's eating all types of asparagus. It's giving asparagus. That's what it's giving. It's giving daytime talk show.
I'm just... You know, it is wild. So basically,
I was thinking more Drew Barrymore, not Jennifer Hudson, though.
Oh no, yep,
no, please, no.
No, I would think more Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, take us a hinder there,
Roseanne Barr. Yes, but of course, Southern Poverty Law Center are refuting everything. They're calling this absolutely stupid. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yes,
they are saying the money that they're trying to create this narrative of refunding is. We get our information, we infiltrate these groups by paying informants to give us information, just like you guys do when you do your sting operations. We know this, even on the common man level. We know this. To get into these different places, you send sleeper agents, whatever the case may be, undercover agents, and then you get that, you get your informant, you pay them to reveal the information of what they're doing, so then you create a sting operation. You know, we know how this works.
I ain't gonna lie though. See, the fact that they said this out loud lets me know that there's no one to really infiltrate no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're really trying to get intel operations from the KKK now? We know where David Duke lives at. Hey, get out of the house. What's going on here? Yep. We're done with that.
But they can't necessarily do that because he's a police officer or something like that.
Now, how did he get to do what?
Yes.
That's a wizard for you. Huh?
They took off the robe and put on a badge.
Oh, that's crazy.
Huh, would you imagine that?
Wink. Or they took off a white robe and put on a black robe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too. Crazy.
That too.
That's crazy.
So
it's 20 robes.
Yeah.
I only had a Nautica robe that I got from Walmart for like $5. That's the only robe I got.
The only robes I have experience with were them expensive church robes that they will threaten you with bodily harm if you ever mess them robes up.
Yes, you gotta leave them at the church.
Gotta leave them at the church.
Just leave them at
you
the church.
You can't take this home.
We'll wash them.
You put this on before you get up there. You take it off after you step back. As soon as you step back down.
Put it back on the hanger. On the wire hanger. Wire hanger.
Yep.
The wire hanger.
Back on the wire hanger.
Stay down.
Man, listen. Listen.
That's wild.
So.
They can find us at Only Church.
It is kind of cold.
Oh yeah,
it is.
I think when they came in, they turned the air on because it wasn't like that earlier.
Mm-mm. It was nice and warm.
Yeah, somebody was like, "Yo, yeah." I believe when they came in, they said, "Cause they probably coming back here later."
I'm trying to tell you, man. These Irish people, they out here more than I think, man. I'm trying to tell you, Remy got out here. Y'all think I'm playing? Honestly,
I'm not even gonna hold you. Listen. At first, I thought it was a joke, but now I'm starting to see the Remix everywhere.
Listen,
it's really for Ice, man.
That's why
out here, man.
That's why I coined that Destination Smokehouse guys barbecue Remix because we need to understand. Okay, that's judicial Remix. Mm-hmm. That's police. That's officer Remix. That's teacher Remix. That's Cloud Bob Remick, Hairstyle Remick.
That's Proud Boy Remick is out here.
Yes.
So Florida Remick.
Understanding the Remicks out
fashion
here. Remick. Yeah, Fashion Remick.
Oh, definitely Fashion Remick.
Fashion Remick. Goodness. So, yes.
They got a movie out about that right now.
I know.
Go on, Kiki. You go ahead and go show the world. Like, yo, what's going on here? It's terrible, yo.
I saw that. No, just like.
Oh, man.
Straight to DVD.
That's wild.
And they don't even sell DVDs anymore.
That like 15 years ago. It was called like For Color Women or something like that. Like, that's why Tyler.
For Color Girls, yeah.
Tyler just.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, it used to be the titles. Anything that he does when it comes to him writing, like I'll be like, yo, just turn him down, yo. Just go. I respect it, but no. Like, why gotta be For Color Girls? Like, what, like why that?
That was based on a book.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
Well, he shouldn't have based it on something else. He just don't do that. I don't know. No, because Tyler be having these bad movies that just be like, they just so much of a not good Negro spiritual. That's all I'm just saying. For me.
It's almost like for Sister me. Odell.
That's all I'm saying. It be that. But he want to try to make it a comedy too. Though. Like, yo, Tyler, yo, stop it. Don't do that.
My problem with Tyler Perry is while he has found his niche, he's found his lane.
Yes.
I think he has regressed himself to the point where he hyper focuses on that particular lane as if I'm only going to make it like this. And it's often over dramatized, you know, like, okay, we can tell the stories of black women, but, and as empathetic as I am, as I do my part to protect my black women, I know every last black woman's story isn't them being kicked down a flight of stairs.
You know what?
That's all I'm saying. That's fair. That's all I'm saying. Every last one of them ain't getting abused and, oh, you dirty hoe. Yes, I cheated on you with this luscious white woman.
That's right.
Because she is so much better than you.
I never said that.
She makes green bean grass casserole.
I would never.
With raisins.
First of all, if any woman.
The raisins that she adds to this green bean grass casserole.
What the hell are we eating, y'all?
It's a delicacy.
I'm a black woman that made green bean casserole. I'm dumping you. I don't even know you.
Get away from me,
ho. I don't know you.
I'm done saying that story.
Yeah.
I'm over that story.
You know, Blair Underwood played a good role when he did that, though.
Like, man, I'm done with that story.
Nah,
bro.
That's wild.
I'm done.
That's wild.
Get away from me. You're no good black woman.
Some new black man that comes along to save the day.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, Issa Rae.
Listen, I have no jobs, but I have pectorals and a bad wig.
You know what?
All you got to do is just have a chance on me because the Lord is worthy. The minnow would be lost. Go, Power Rangers. Help me. Get aboard with me. Zordon is calling us to a higher place.
Bring a suit out here. I'm about to
Heroes in a half shell, baby.
Yeah.
Come be with me.
Yeah.
And we can live happily ever after.
Yo, that's me. I can do that for you. Yo, I can do that.
Garfield and friends are waiting for us.
Yeah, I'm Garfield. I'm
looking for Odie.
Yeah. Well, I'm Jermaine, but you know, Garfield, fine.
That's all. Just, okay, if I've seen the first four movies like that, okay, I've seen them all. Okay, I'll give you the chance. Honestly, the plays. Please.
The plays.
Give us a play.
Stay down.
I think right now a good run of three or four plays.
Tyler Perry plays. Tyler Perry plays was fire.
Yes.
Fire.
Yes.
Fire. No conversation. Fire.
Yes.
Fire.
Everybody agrees with that.
My favorite Tyler Perry play is Madea's Big Happy Family.
Yes.
I like
that one had the best singing in it. And then
Did it though?
It did.
I like Marriage Counsel.
But it was a good one, but I feel like this one was the best singing. Like every song was yes. You know?
Yes.
I also Jingle Bell. Jingle Bell.
Said I also.
Wait, what is this? What's the Jingle Bells?
He's coming. Oh, he's here. He's here. Y'all better get ready. Santa is here. Santa Claus.
See how we always just didn't really
get back to the plays.
Yeah.
Tyler Perry.
How we feel?
Get back to the play.
Mid rare. What y'all call it? Mid rare.
Mid. Yeah. Mid raw.
Yeah. Yo.
Rimmick. That's what I call it. Rimmick.
Yo. Yeah.
Rimmick.
Yeah. Frog. Yeah. I'm with it. Yo.
Rimmicked.
Yo.
But man, you get back to the plays. I promise. I promise. The people that you have lost, but you don't care because you make so much more money than you do now.
Yo.
I promise you're standing within the community. Would be so much better.
So he's talking to you, Morris Chestnut and Shamar Moore. And
Who else does he get? Morris Chestnut, Shamar Moore. Who are all the 90s men throbs that y'all would?
Yeah. Can y'all name them? Yeah.
Is she licking them?
Yeah. What? I don't know what she did, but I mean.
I don't know their names, man.
Where the movies are.
I respect KT Hustle out here. You see that? She like, I don't even know these. I just.
What's
all
dude from the dude?
I ain't got no name.
Lorenz Tate. Lorenz Tate.
Okay.
Let's see. Who else was I?
don't know, a lot of
everybody from The Best Man, everybody from The Wood, yes, everybody from The Brothers.
Yes. Like Lorenz, Tay Diggs.
I just named the movies.
Tay Diggs, Omar Epps.
Omar Epps.
Yes, Loving Basketball. I don't even know how to play basketball, but hey.
Yeah. If, she said she don't know how to play basketball. She was a football player.
Oh, okay.
And she was a football player. Yeah.
Okay. So
she laid bodies down. Yes. Don't come across.
I think she was going to get you. She got sued when she heard The Wood and The Brothers back to back. It was like it was a WCP DVD back to back for her. She just got excited right there for a second.
She said it got hard to swallow a little bit.
Productions. Yeah. The Wood and The Brothers.
But yeah, all them. Oh God, Lorenz Tate though. With that, when Love Jones came out, I just felt so grown up.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and he was just such a delight to look at.
Oh my God! Not yeah. In the microphone.
In the microphone.
Figuratively and literally, like come on. Yeah.
Clarice,
she in with the list. Look, she went.
Five of beans, right?
Y'all hear this live?
Yeah.
The five of beans. Mm. She said, all right, y'all wearing that gummy effect right on out.
Yeah.
Sobered right on up.
Yeah.
Sobered up.
Not quite.
Back
not
to you, quite. KT. Okay. Okay.
This is taking a lot of concentration right now.
I'm gonna tell you what's messing you up, because I can see it. I see it in the transition. Right. What's messing you up is when bro get to talking and you want to look back there.
And then she can't focus on which Dante is in, because she sees four of me.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So she don't know what to do.
She been looking at the poster behind you.
She been like, wait, man, how'd you get up there?
I'm just
you look taller.
I'm just a doppelganger.
Are you standing up?
You really are 5'9".
I'm just a doppelganger.
Absolutely not, y'all. Okay. Nope. I am technically the tallest in the room. Okay?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Fine.
KT.
We're going to do it like that. Wow.
Now I got to slide down a little bit. Make sure I'm not dangling on that part.
Keyshaw is taller than I thought in person.
Where's that high chair at? Where's that? Let me.
Wow. Why I gotta go all the way to the hot chair? Why I can't get a booster seat?
I'm talking about me. I'm gonna get that chair right over there. I'm gonna get that chair right over there.
Get you a hot chair. I know. I told you to get the hot chair.
Cold blooded.
That is wild.
Cool.
Listen, man. Look, we appreciate y'all checking us out. This is just it's a Talk My Credo special, live special. We got together here in the city of Pleasant Liver, and
we are not going to be making that our tag. We will not be making that our tag.
We won't. But in the city of Pleasant Liver, Shell Town, we got together. It's been an amazing experience. Just hanging out with your friends. So y'all see us in our online boxes and circles and stuff online. But we wanted to give something special to you guys for our 200th episode. And and here's to so many more, because we are about to take off. So I suggest y'all hit you on this ride right now, because when we are out of there, we will be out of there, because we just got a lot coming. We got a lot that we're working on, that we're going to bring to y'all, that we know that y'all are going to absolutely love. And so this was just a little bit. This was a little bit of what we got planned. And stay tuned. So until then, peace y'all. Would you like to go ahead and benedict us out of here?
Man, listen. You know, staying on the celebration, we appreciate everyone and everybody that has allowed us to be better and do better. God knew we was going to need a Judas, and that's everybody who thought Dante was going to stop. Everybody thought he wasn't going to make it to episode 200. But, you know, as Psalms 119 says, 71, it says, it was good that I've been afflicted. So those times when we had mechanical issues, those times that we had people not showing up, hey, I don't remember him having all of this when we first started on episode 1. So when he say we on our way up, we talking all the way up.
All the way up.
So look, man, I'm your boy P. Shaw, Speak Life, Give Life, man. This is D the Gray. That is KT. That is Nas, Nasuna Ru. Shout out to Keish with the AK. This is Dante Credo, man. We are Talk My Credo, man. Y'all stay fly, stay blessed. Peace.
Dante Credo, dope discussions on society and culture. Find us on all streaming platforms.
Oh, yeah.
Happening on social media.
And subscribe to us on YouTube at Talk My Credo.